The havdalah is supposed to be made on wine, not tefillah. You cannot make it on bread. Well, the idea of bread is that by kiddush, which is the beginning of the meal, if you don't have wine, you can use bread. Havdalah has nothing to do with the meal. Therefore, bread no shaykes to havdalah. In places where beer is samar medina, they serve it to guests as like a standard drink, and you can make it on beer. Interesting, the Magen Avraham says that in his time in Ashkenaz it wasn't the Chama Medina. I was told in Germany that was the place for beer. But I thought on the Eretz Yisrael, it's very not clear if it's called Chama Medina. It's very not common that people use as the standard thing to serve people. So if you could avoid the concept of Chama Medina, you should do so. We also said natural fruit juices, maybe natural oranges. The question is, if he has nothing, he doesn't have wine, no Chama Medina, so what does he do now? He can't make that filler, and he wants to eat. So there's two opinions. One opinion says it's permitted for him to eat, because he might say, that's what he eats before filler, but he doesn't have what to make a filler, and he could eat. The more stringent opinion says that if he's expecting to have tomorrow, then he should not eat at night, you should wait till the next day. Now tomorrow, the Shavuot says it means tomorrow in the morning, but he doesn't have to wait till tomorrow evening. The Shavuot says Mechayla of Tuchatzayt. That's the most stringent. So it's an afternoon, in other words. The Shavuot passes, you should be mocked with the second opinion, unless you're a weak person and you will not make it through the night.